Greetings, I'm Jimmy Chapman, and this is an unplanned post. I'm kind of winging it here, not writing anything out. But I felt that I owe you some information, and I want to let you know how I feel, and the decisions that I'm going to have to make real quick here. So, if you've been following along, I've posted before about me going to GDC. I was accepted as a CA, and it'll be my 8th year, and what an honor and a privilege it is to be able to attend. For those of you that may not have heard that post, let me fill you in real quick on what some of these terms are. First, GDC. GDC is the Game Developers Conference. It has tens of thousands of individuals in the video game industry amassing in San Francisco over a week in March every year to exchange information, ideas. It's highly educational. It's where you'll find the best and brightest minds in the industry. Completely massive, largely exhausting, but totally worth it for that 1 week. You will have the best networking opportunity of your life if you are in the video game industry by going to GDC. Okay? So we got that settled and defined. Second term, CA, or Conference Associate. They're the individuals every year in the bright, or as we call them, neon shirts, with "Ask me, I can help" written on the back. And every conference associate believes that, fundamentally. They're there to help the attendee have the best time of their life. As being a CA, you are given a badge for the conference for free over a $2,000 value in exchange for approximately 20 hours of work through the week, volunteering and helping the entire conference run. Even when you're not wearing your shirt, most CAs, especially the ones you know that have the true CA family mentality, are always on the clock. We're always there trying to help out wherever, whenever we can. And you know how I mentioned GDC was the greatest networking event in the world? Well, being a CA, part of the CA family, is at least 10 times a better networking opportunity. And that's just for your professional life. I'm not even talking about the friends that you make, lifelong friends, some of the smartest, funniest, most dedicated human beings, at least I have had the privilege of ever meeting. So yeah, that's GDC. That's the CA group. I was selected to be a CA to go to my 8th GDC in San Francisco. And now I have to change my mind. GDC for me this year is a no-go. New things have come up in my life. New facts have been laid bare, and new considerations have been rolled into my calculations, because I'm a very numbers-driven guy, that going to GDC is not in my or other people's best interest. And it's okay, I know I said, hey, I was going to be attending GDC kind of no matter what, but it's okay to change your mind and your decisions as new information comes in. That's a rational response. And that's what makes for a better human being. And it's especially important because there's a lot of emotion, at least in myself, about GDC and being a CA. I've spent my entire professional career going to this conference once a year for a week. And I have a lot of connections there at GDC with the CA group. So defining things rationally is good for me, and it's good for others. Let me explain to you why I have decided to decline my role as a CA this year, passing that privilege and honor off to another individual who's on a waiting list. The first item that comes to mind, and was mentioned in a previous podcast, is that I have a crunch at work. We're really tight on deadlines. Think of it as a speeding train coming down the tracks, and you're running alongside trying to remove the timbers on the tracks. That's what we're doing right now. And to do my best effort, I feel I can help mitigate that crunch to meet those deadlines, deliver a better product and experience, and keep the job happy, which feeds into, and is the greatest contributor right now, into my overall financial independence goal. But let's add to that. I'm also now, in the month of February, in another blog post, you guys should be following along, I'm buying a home. I'm finally doing it. It's a massive financial commitment, but the numbers are right. And I can't speculate on what the future holds. I can only look at trends and what exists right now, and everything tells me that buying a home where I live is the best choice. And it does feed into my financial independence goal as well. So there's that. My home city is a very competitive market, and it demands a lot of my time and learning new things, being able to respond very quickly to see and move on properties that are up for grabs and go away within just a few weeks of being put on market. So there's that. And if I close, heck, in March, I could be moving into a new home. The next thing are, well, interpersonal things. Here in Las Vegas, there in San Francisco. I don't really talk about my private life much at all. It leaves me mysterious. It gives me a sort of flair, and the way I've identified it is it allows me to fulfill the fantasies that other people have of what they expect of me. That's a separate podcast all unto itself. But as of right now, it's taking part of my mental bandwidth, and that means I wouldn't be 110% on the ball at GDC. And that is inexcusable. That is, I agreed to that, and not being able to provide that would be dishonorable for me to do. But on a brighter note, I have a trip to Germany this year for a month. And there are thoughts on going to Canada, Toronto, and Montreal as well. But that's also going to cost in time and material and planning that I could spend the entire week in March that GDC is happening laying out for myself, making the rest of my year a lot smoother. And when we get down to it, every year, when it's time to apply to return as a conference associate, I have deep, fundamental doubts on if I'm the right one to be a CA. I fill out the application anyway, and I guess I do a good enough job to keep coming back. It's super fun. It's a reunion every year. The entire week is a party, hyper-exhausting, hyper-fun. I do come away with new inspirations and new knowledge. But GDC and the CA program at this time isn't the optimal feed into my life goal. And something that really touched me was after I put in my decline of the position, saying I'm not going to be at GDC this year, I saw someone get accepted. They announced it. And that, for me, wow. I wish I could. I should be recording this on video. I wish I could show you my smile right now. It made me so happy that my decision, which here will be another podcast, but my selfish decision kind of fed into itself because it helped somebody else be set up to have the experience of a lifetime. And I don't regret that. So hey, this is a little bit of a downer podcast. Thank you for sticking through it. It's also kind of rambling. I didn't do any preparation for this. I've just been thinking about it for a while now. But I thought you should know and not go under any false pretenses of seeing me in San Francisco in March. So here's to an excellent future. Here's to all of my very close friends that are going to GDC this year. Here's to those that have decided that GDC isn't in the cards for themselves this year. I hope to see you all again soon in the future. Keep doing well. You're CAs. You do well. You're great. And until next time, consider your own decisions. See if it's rational. See if you deciding to go one way actually helps others more than you thought. Okay? So hey, have a great end of the month. I'll be seeing you around. Cheers.